So let's get a little bit more into the actual process of it. How does one go about and actually start writing one of these?
Yeah, that's a good question. So one of the things the hobbyist community has done over the last 25 or 30 years is create tools by which people can write these things. And that's the creation of the tools is beyond my skills as a programmer. But using the tools, particularly InForm 7, which is what A Beauty Cold and Austere was written in, are now pretty easy, I think, to use. InForm 7 is a natural program or a natural language-based programming language. So the code in InForm 7 program looks a lot like English sentences. So, for instance, the first 4 lines, I'm looking at my code for A Beauty Cold and Austere right now. The first 4 lines in the game are A Beauty Cold and Austere by Mike Spivey. The story genre is surreal. The release number is 4. The story headline is an interactive digression. And that tends to be what the code looks like, just English sentences. And so it's a lot less daunting, I think, for people to pick up and start writing code that looks like sentences. And it's a language that's designed specifically to create these kinds of games. So there's a bunch of tools that are built in to make that easier. Yeah, I thought InForm 7 was pretty easy to pick up, and so I wrote the game in that.
Can you talk a little bit about the puzzles and how you ended up actually developing those?
Sure. Each puzzle started with, again, the mathematical idea. So I have this math concept map. I have algebra. I have geometry. I have calculus. I have probability. Maybe I'll talk about the probability one. So I'm thinking probability is an important mathematical concept. I want to implement it in the game somehow. How am I going to do that? Okay, how do I turn that into a puzzle? Well, okay, so what are the associations with probability? What are some applications of probability? And one of the first one that comes to mind is gambling. And gambling also works because probability arose historically from an attempt to understand some gambling problems in the 1600s. I mean, you can actually trace some of the origins of the early probability problems to correspondence between Pascal and Fermat over the way to handle this, mathematically handle this gambling problem. So I thought, okay, so let's do something with gambling. All right, so that leads to what are the associations with gambling? Las Vegas, casinos. Okay, so now I have a physical place that I can implement in my game, a casino. All right, so what are we going to put in the casino that's going to represent probability? Well, okay, so some slot machine. All right, so that kind of works. But how, exactly what probability concept am I going to put in there? And I cast around for a bunch of things. I needed something that was not too easy and not too hard, an easy to understand, something that you could play with a little bit. And my mathematical background is in optimization, so I ended up settling on a problem called, it goes by a bunch of names, but it's usually called the secretary's problem. And so I thought that was probably a little too hard. So I did a twist on the secretary's problem and made it slightly easier and implemented that as a machine in the casino that you encounter in the game. And so that's sort of the design process. And that was something like that was true for all the other concepts. I'd pick a concept like linear algebra and think, okay, so what aspect of linear algebra do I want to implement? Okay, so matrices. Matrices can be used to do transformations. So maybe I can implement something in the game that sort of features matrix manipulation, maybe again, a machine of some sort that would transform objects based on the way the matrix is set up. So maybe the matrix could invert the object's orientation, or it could flatten the object, or the various other things that matrix transformations allow you to do. But then you can actually implement that physically in the game. You can make the thing flat, or you can make the thing reverse orientation by applying it through the in-game, through the matrix transformation machine. So that's the puzzle design process.